another episode of Mature Audiences Mayhem. My name is Glenn King. It is my honor to bring you this podcast where we talk about the things that other podcasts either cannot or will not talk about. That is, things that are for mature audiences only. And today, a very special day on the program, I have with me the great CJ Miles, and she is someone who is known pretty much throughout the world as one of the most beautiful women in the entire world, and also somebody who doesn't do a lot of interviews. And today, she has agreed to talk to us about herself, tell us who she is, and really open up to us in a way that I think is going to be inspiring to women all over the world who have come from difficult backgrounds. So I'm so excited that she's with us. Now, before I bring her on, just to explain the CJ Miles phenomenon. So just Google her, the name CJ Miles. She's not the basketball player. She's the other CJ Miles. But if you basically went into a laboratory and said, I am just going to design the perfect girl, I'm going to put on the perfect hands, the perfect chin, the perfect hair, the perfect ass, the perfect pussy. I know she wants me to say it. All of these things, if you put them all together to make the perfect girl, this is what you would have, is CJ Miles. I've been working in the adult film industry for 20 years, and I have so many friends outside the industry, and I always like to ask them, who are the women, you know, that work in adults, whether they be porn stars or Instagram models or whatever, the cam models, who you think are the most beautiful women in the world? And they always go, okay, my hottest top five, beside from CJ Miles, of course, who's number one, here are the other four. It's always CJ Miles plus four others. So with that in mind, I am excited to bring you the great CJ Miles.
Yay. Hello.
Hello, CJ. Thank you so much for coming on Mature Audiences Mayhem. So let's start at the beginning then, and talk about your background. You are not from the United States. I believe you're from the Philippines. Is that right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So what was it like for you growing up in the Philippines?
Same, like all Filipinos, kind of hard life, but yeah, I am here now.
Your dad left you, your family, when you were at an early age?
Yes. My dad left us when I was four, okay. I think.
Yeah.
Because he needs to work so he can go to school, and I was left with my sister and my mom.
What was it like growing up with your mom then?
She's kind of like not the best mom in the world, but yeah.
Yeah, but you ended up moving out from your mom at age 15?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, she told me to leave.
Aw.
Well, so yeah, so I have to like find my way out to the world.
That's tough. So why did she tell you to leave at age 15?
There's a lot of stuff that she's going through, and my dad was sending money to her, so she wanna keep it, all of it, I guess. Mm-hmm. That was the story. But so I have to like live with my friends and my cousins and my classmates till I get to college.
Okay. So this is where the story kind of gets a little nicer. You moved out at age 15. So at age 15 in the Philippines, you're not a college student yet, or you're just finishing high school? Where exactly, what are you doing at age 15?
Third year high school.
Okay. So at that point, you just moved in with a friend. But you still had ambitions of going to college and making something of yourself.
Yeah, because I just want to finish college when I was young. Like, I don't want to get pregnant early like all the other kids. And I want to help my dad and my sister.
And what did you want to be at that time?
Before, like, really, if you're in the Philippines, like, you have to finish school or else you are not going to get anywhere in life. So that was my only goal, is to finish school so I can get a decent job.
Okay. So you wanted to finish school and get a job, and somehow you managed to do so. I think that's pretty great. So you actually got a degree from college. What was your degree in?
I finished computer engineering.
Boom.
In Colegio de San Juan de Letran.
Okay, all you CJ Miles fans out there, right off the bat, you guessed wrong. She is a computer engineer with a degree in computer engineering. Programs, is that right? What languages did you learn to program in?
Flash, Visual Basic, and a lot of stuff I forgot.
Okay, but Visual Basic. Hey, look, I want you CJ Miles fans out there right now to admit it. You underestimated CJ. Go ahead, say it to yourselves. I underestimated CJ Miles. She is way smarter than I thought. She has a degree in computer engineering. Way to go, CJ.
Thank you.
All right, so what did you do with your degree in computer engineering?
After I finished school, it was like a lot of call center coming up, like in the Philippines. So I applied there and I worked for Dell as a technical support.
So if somebody bought a Dell computer in the United States, this is kind of cool. You bought your Dell computer. What year was this, by the way? Do we know? Do you remember?
I think it's 98. I graduated 98, so I think it's like 2000 or 2001.
All right, so you bought your Dell computer in 2001. You're too dumb to figure out how to turn it on, right? You call Dell technical support, and you're talking to CJ Miles, and then she walks you through how to turn your computer on. Is that right?
Yes. Well, actually, this is the whole story.
Okay.
The whole story was like, you know, when you call Philip, or when you call 1-800 number, it's most call center are routed to Asia because it's low cost.
Of course.
Yeah. So mostly Filipinos have like long Filipino names, and my Filipino name is really long.
Okay.
So our boss, it's all American people who we work for. So they said, like, okay, when you answer the phone, you cannot say, like, Maria, Christina, or something. We all have long names. So we have to pretend that we're in America. So we have to make an American-sounding name. So we have to, like, think what is, like, American name that we want. So it's easier for us to answer the phone. So within 5 minutes, we have to create the, like, American name. So I was, like, I was thinking, because my whole name is, like, a Filipino name.
Yeah.
It start with Christina or Christine, something like that.
Okay.
So it's kind of long for me to answer it, and we have to pretend that we're in America. So I was listening to this radio station, and she's my favorite VJ, and her name is Miles. So I was like, I want to have a name Miles. But I couldn't think of first name.
Okay.
So I was like our boss said, like, okay, you have to pass it right in the paper. Within 5 minutes, you have to send your name, like, really short name. So I was like thinking, since my first name is started with CJ or CG, so I just put CJ and then Miles.
There you go.
So, yeah. So when I came to America, like, when I started modeling, they said, like, oh, you need to have, like a modeling name. So I was like, okay, that's what I used in the call center for 4 years.
Right.
2 years. Yeah. So CJ Miles. So.
Who knew that's a great story, actually. And
yeah.
Who knew that Dell call center would end up giving you a good start in the world of modeling by giving you your name? So there you go. But I think it's also funny to know that some of you that are listening to this podcast probably bought a Dell computer back in the early 2000s and had a great conversation with CJ over here and didn't even know that you already knew CJ Miles.
Yep.
There you go. All right. So you're working for Dell in their tech support center. And so you met a guy somehow at Dell, or how did this happen?
Yeah. He's all our bosses are like from America, from Texas, because that's the where the corporate office of Dell. So they sent a lot of people from Texas to train the Filipino people for my office. So that's how I met. Well, a lot of Americans like me that time.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So one of the guys that worked there, I dated him. So, and then after 2 years, they went back to America. And I was thinking of, like, going to Japan or something.
Yeah.
To work.
Yeah.
I was done with call center. But he tried to petition me.
Okay. Yeah, let me make sure I understand this concept of petitioning. So this guy's a Dell executive, and he ends up working in the Philippines for a couple of years. Is this right?
Yes.
And dating you. I'm sure that all of the American executives wanted to date you, but this guy was the winner, basically. You liked him.
Well, he was young, and I was young, too. So I was 22, and he was 27 or 25.
Yeah. Gotcha. Okay. So he's young. You're young. He has to go back to the United States, and he wants to take you with him. And you say he petitioned to get you in America. How did that work? He just asked you to come to America with him, or what do you mean by petition?
At first, I never really asked him. They left, and I was done with my job too. So I was like thinking, oh, maybe I'll just go to Japan because there's no really money in the Philippines or where I work. I make $100 monthly. That's how much you make, even if you finish like college, you know?
Wow.
So I was like, okay, I need to go somewhere. But if you don't have like family in America, it's so hard for you to go to the States.
Right.
So I was thinking I wanted to go to Japan because my cousins live there, and they dance in Japan and they have a better life. So, but he told me that he's gonna petition me, like a fiancé visa, because it's the fastest visa. Fiancé visa is the fastest way to get approved.
Yes, I gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
So he files something with the State Department saying that you're his fiance and that he wants to bring you to the United States. And you at that point were so happy, right? Because you had heard about the United States and this would be the greatest thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, he told me like, oh, I can help you. I can petition you here. And then I was trying to apply for Japan visa too, and I got Japan visa and US visa at the same time.
Okay.
After six months, I was still, after getting passed with all the US visa, I was still in the Philippines, and my dad was like, why are you still in the Philippines? And I told my dad I don't have money to buy a ticket.
Okay, whoa. You're getting married, theoretically, to this guy. Why didn't he send you the money for the ticket?
I don't know.
Okay.
I think for him, like, he already helped his part. So,
God. Okay.
And I was, like, so shy to ask. So my dad was in Saudi Arabia that time, and he borrowed money from his best friend. He borrowed – the ticket is $700 one way.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's a lot of money for him, I'm sure.
Yeah, because my dad makes $1,000 a month in Saudi.
Yeah.
So he borrowed $800. He bought my ticket one way.
Yeah.
To America, like $700, and he gave me the $100 as pocket money.
That's very, very wonderful of your dad. Because basically, if he was making $1,000 a month, then his rent probably cost him about $500 or $600 a month.
Yes.
So he took a month's rent, more than a month's rent, to get his daughter to the United States when her fiancé should have been – forgive me for saying so, but your fiancé should have been covering this. That's disturbing. Okay, so – but that's great. You get the money from your dad and you get on the plane. You come to the United States excited about having a fresh start. And then what happened?
So when I got to Texas, that's where he lives, in Orange, Texas.
Where's Orange? Is that near Louisiana? Let me Google this real quick here.
Orange, Texas?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Okay. So for those of you listening, it's looks like it's about maybe 50 to 100 miles east of Houston towards Louisiana, kind of near the coast. You were near the coast, right? You're near the water?
I didn't go out anywhere when I got there.
Okay.
Well, they just picked me up at the airport. So,
right. According to this Google Maps, it looks like a very small town that is somewhere east of Houston.
Yes.
All right. So you get to Houston and you get to this cheap guy who wouldn't even pay for your flight. And then what happened?
So when I got there, I found out a lot of stuff that he just lived literally in his mom's couch. But I don't want to talk bad about him or his family because his family was really nice to me.
Yes.
But he doesn't have enough money to support me.
Yes.
And I found out that he was married the time he was dating me.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, so when I got there,
surprise!
I think he got divorced. So, yeah.
So, okay.
A lot of, like, shady. But when I got there, I can't do anything anymore. So
there's another problem that occurs to me here. Dell Computers was in Austin, Texas at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And this is Orange, Texas that we're talking about, which is not near Austin, Texas. So let me guess. By that point, he was not working at Dell anymore.
Yeah, I think he was done that time.
So he had no job and was living on his mom's couch. Yes?
Yeah, so I live in his mom's couch. And of course, when I got there, he has a bad temper all the time. I guess he just don't like his life, and I feel like he's trapped, like petitioning me, you know. So
it doesn't. You're not happy, obviously, at this point. Did he have his own room? Did you have a room with him?
No, we're like in his mom's couch in the living room.
When you were in the Philippines, did you have your own room?
Yeah, I live in a dorm.
So, like, you figure you're going to be better off in the United States, and you don't even have your own room.
For sure. So I
in a small town in Texas.
I sold all my stuff when I went to America because I'm like, yay, I'm not going back to the Philippines. You know, so.
Sure. Small town in Texas, probably not a lot of other Filipinos there either.
Yeah, Orange, Texas, I don't know where I am, but it's like middle of nowhere. We don't really have like neighbors. Like you have to walk far. It's in like in a village or something.
Oh my God. You had a Dairy Queen? Was there a Dairy Queen there? There's usually a Dairy Queen in every small city in Texas.
So.
Not even a Dairy Queen. All right. Stoplight?
I don't know. He never took me out, so I don't know.
Oh, my God. Okay. And you don't have to answer this if you don't want to, but I just want to get your story out there. You say he was had a temper. Was he abusive? Yeah. Was he violent at times?
When he was in the Philippines, because I dated him for a long time, he was kind of, like, I kind of see it. Like, he has a bad temper, but not till I get to Texas. Like, he became more, like, how do you call it? Like, hands up. Like,
aggressive. Like, he became very aggressive towards you.
Yeah. When I was in the Philippines, I can see a little bit of his, like, he has anger management because, I don't know. Like, when he gets mad, he gets, you know, like, he grabs me.
Yep.
But when I get to Texas, it got more. Like, I feel like he's more powerful because he's in his country.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't say this at the beginning of the podcast, everybody, but CJ Miles is 4'6". Right? Sorry. 4'7", and she weighs about 85 pounds at the time, probably even less.
Yeah.
So we're not talking about a fair fight here.
He's a black belter too.
And he was a black belt?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Usually black belts learn how to control their temper and to not be such a, you know, violent person, but I guess some of them must have been to that same dojo from Karate Kid where they were like, sweep the knee. That's it. Sorry. I'm sure you don't get that reference, but yeah, bad for the bad dojo. This is like where they teach you the bad things. All right. So what we're saying here is that you come to the United States, you're living on a guy's couch with him. He becomes violent and aggressive towards you and abusive. Mm-hmm. You probably didn't want to go back to the Philippines. So you decide to stick it out. What happened? How did you improve your situation? How'd you get out of this mess?
The part is like when I got there, like every week or every month, it's getting worse. But within 90 days, like I have to get married to him because within 90 days or else I'm going to get deported. So even though he was like that to me and he was mean to me and I'm learning stuff from him. Like he was married the whole time I was dating him in the Philippines. I couldn't do anything or say anything to him because I want to stay in America.
Right.
And he's my only option that time because he's the one who petitioned me.
Right.
So within 90 days, even though we're not really doing great or like he's really aggressive to me, we got married within 90 days in what do you call that? Like in a court, you just sign a paper?
Yeah, a justice of the peace. So you went down to the courthouse and then you basically just got married with no ceremony.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What do you call that?
Like a drive-through wedding in Las Vegas.
Yeah, a drive-through. Exactly. That's what I didn't think of. Like, oh, I'm gonna get married, you know. But I didn't know it was like that. That I don't like. We just drive somewhere, and then he was beating me up that time too. Like going to the parking lot. I think he doesn't want to marry me. He just feels stuck that he petitioned me, and me too. But I don't have any options because I don't want to get deported and I want to stay in America. I just don't want to go home with that. Oh, you know, I didn't make it to America, so I just stick it out.
Yeah, absolutely. You're a survivor. And by the way, it sounds like a beautiful ceremony. So,
yeah.
You have pictures from this still? You cherish that moment, huh? Your first marriage.
Yeah. I kind of remember it, but it's not that I remember in the movies.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm not making fun of her people that are listening to the podcast. We're laughing together about these things here.
Yeah.
So, all right. So you get married to this guy. So at least you get to stay in the United States and everything's legal. So you got something to, you know, hang your hat on. You got hope at that point, right? But somehow, but you're also stuck in the middle of Texas, the biggest state that has people in it in the United States. In the middle of nowhere, with no money and no job. Yeah. So, and you're getting your $100 is gone, and you're getting physically abused by your new husband.
Mm-hmm. So after that, his family couldn't take it. His sister, he has two sisters, and they told me, you don't have to stay with him. You're in America now and you can do whatever you want. But I was like, I don't know where to go. I really don't know where to go. That's what he always tell me, where do I go? He's the only one I have. He's kind of telling me that he's the only one I got. So for me, it's which is true because I don't know anybody in there.
Yeah.
He just brainwashed me, but his sister, fortunately, she wrote the immigration that her brother is hurting me, is beating me up. So after that, I got a letter. Like, they, even if I stay, they will not deport me.
So I assume that immigration had come out and visited a couple times. Is that right? And that's how your sister had their phone number of a contact over there? Or am I wrong? Did immigration – well, they might not – no, they might not have gone out all the way to Orange, Texas to visit you, right?
No. But I was just, like, thinking that if I don't stay with him, they will deport me.
Right.
So –
so they give you this letter saying you can go wherever you want, and the only problem is you don't have a way to get out of town, and you don't have any money.
Yeah. So one day, I was just like, for 6 months, I'm just inside the room because I couldn't work because I was waiting for my social security number.
Yeah.
Like, so I can't apply anywhere at all.
Okay, right.
So one day, I went to his computer, and then I saw that he has MySpace. He was talking to other girls on MySpace. So I was like, what is MySpace? So what is MySpace? So I was like, so I made an account, and a lot of people messaged me there. Of course, like, it was my first time. So I was, like, replying back. And there's this photographer in San Diego told me, like, hey, I'm going to fly you out to San Diego so we can do a photo shoot. I was like, what was that? Like, he said, I'm going to pay you. And I was like, no, I can't work because I don't have social security number.
Yeah.
So he's like, no, I'm going to pay you cash. I was like, okay.
Okay.
So I was like happy. Like, and then thank God it was like really a legit photographer. You know?
What are the odds? Yeah.
Yeah.
So everybody that's listening to the podcast, just to remind you, some of you may not even remember MySpace, but MySpace was kind of Facebook before Facebook. It was this little social media site where you put some pictures of yourself in a bio and then people could contact you. And you had a friend list of, you know, who your favorite friends were, and you could number them. And then so you could find other people, and it is a way that a lot of models kind of got discovered is through MySpace. But the problem is that there are a lot of people at that point were discovering that it's an easy way to set up a scam. I mean, fake photographers were kind of epidemic back then and still are. I'm sure you've run into quite a few scam photographers since then.
Mm-hmm.
So this guy – but here's the question I got is that – what did your pictures on MySpace even look like? Did you have makeup on, or was it just
– no, it was just one by one picture, I think, what I have. That's it. It's just one picture of me. But then a lot of people, like, messaging me already. So I was like – but – so this photographer, he was, like, a real – like, a legit photographer. Like, he shots a lot of girls, and he does websites and stuff.
Photographer flies you out. This is really cool. You must have been nervous.
Kind of, but I was so excited too to get out of Texas.
Yeah.
For a long time. So I was like, yay, I'm going to be at the airport and go to San Diego. And I was like, I was excited. So I told the guy that I'm with.
Yeah, your husband.
I said, I'm going to San Diego. He said, for what? I said, for photo shoot. And he said, like, okay. He doesn't really care. He just wants to leave.
Okay.
He didn't even ask me, like, who is this photographer? You know, like, if you care about someone, you're going to ask, like, is this a legit photographer? But he just don't care. And he just, like, go.
Yeah. I would expected a husband to say, let me get on the phone with this photographer.
I know, and right?
Make sure he's...
He doesn't care. I was like... okay, he just want me to leave and don't come back. So.
Wow, okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, so so you go out to San Diego, you meet this photographer. This has to be the lottery of photography. Like, this guy hit the jackpot. He takes a girl off of one picture on MySpace, takes a chance on her, flies her out to San Diego from Texas, and ended up being CJ Miles, the most beautiful woman on planet Earth. Way to go, photographer guy.
Could have been you.
I've got a ticket for you right now. You can come out here to Vegas anytime. damn it. Why wasn't that me? I was in the business back in 2002. I started in 2002. I should have been going through MySpace. Yeah, I had a MySpace. And now I'm mad at myself. I could have had you as the main girl for my website, and I would be a billionaire today.
Right.
And you would be different because, you know, my websites are all female domination. So you'd be Mistress CJ Miles. And by now, you would be so bitchy. You'd be mean to everybody. And you'd be like,
really?
Yes, you would.
I don't know if I can be mean, though, because I feel like I'm a comedian. Like, I'm always funny. I don't know.
You know, it's acting, and it's you know, it's one of those things where you play a character and then you start feeling confident at playing the character, and then it develops your own self-confidence, and you just feel more comfortable being a dominant role. Of course men have wanted to be your sex slave. Of course men have said to you, oh my God, please sit on my face, CJ, and that's something that you've probably done before.
Yeah.
There you go. All right, getting back on topic here. So you do this MySpace thing. You go meet this photographer, San Diego. He realizes right away he's got something special, I'm guessing. And then what happens?
And then, so that was my first modeling pictures. I didn't really know what to do. And then he said, like, oh, who's your friends here? I said, I don't have any friends. So he introduced me to like the Filipino girls that he knows, and one of that is Charisse and Francine, and they're both Filipinos.
Francine D, we're talking about here, who was absolutely one of the most beautiful Asian models ever to be in the business. Excuse me, I shouldn't say Asian models. She's one of the most beautiful models ever to be in the business.
Yes.
And who was the other one? What was
Charisse, but she used to model before, but she just stopped.
Okay.
Yeah,
was that her stage name, was Charisse?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Charisse Kayleen. Yeah, she was my friend and Francine, and I told them about my story. I reached out to them like, I have an abusive guy that time that I live, and then Francine told me, like, because she lived in Vegas.
Yeah.
She said, just fuck him, just get your stuff and then live with me, and I have a job for you. I said, okay. I was like, okay. I was so happy. Like, okay, you have a job for me.
Yeah.
So I flew to Vegas, and she picked me up at the airport. And
Wait, you flew from San Diego to Vegas, or you flew from Orange to Vegas?
I went back to Texas again.
Okay, because I was wondering if you just said, screw it, I'm not even going back there to pick up my stuff.
I was happy because the photographers paid me $500, and that was my first cash that I made within, like, for, like, 6 months being in America.
Yeah.
So that didn't last long, too.
No, probably not.
So, and then Francine said, okay, just... So I bought that ticket, that money, like, to buy a ticket to Vegas. And then she said, just live with me and I have a job for you. And I said, what am I going to do with him? And, like, just say you're just going to work, which is, like, I am going to work. But he didn't really care where I'm going, or he didn't ask me. So I don't think he really wants me back.
Okay.
So when I went to Vegas, I applied. I got a... like a divorce lawyer.
Okay.
And then he was Filipino, so I can explain to him what happened. And the divorce lawyer said, like, if I said to the police that I was beaten up, then I could be automatically citizen. I could get the citizenship immediately.
Oh.
I didn't know that. So for girls who get abused, to say you like that, and then you're going to get your citizenship really quick. But I didn't know my rights before.
Well, so. Thank you so much for letting anybody that's listening to the podcast know that if you're in a similar situation, you might have a way out of it right there. So now we're going to ask CJ about her first day with Francine in Vegas. But first, we need to talk about our sponsor, Sex Panther. CJ yes. Miles is on Sex Panther. If you have been listening to this program for the last 20 minutes or so, by now you are madly in love with CJ and you want to get to know her better. You want to be able to talk to her. And the first dumb thing that came into your head was send her a dick pic. But let me tell you, you do not want to send CJ a dick pic on Twitter or on Instagram because she's not going to reply probably. But she will reply if you send it to her on SextPanther. Is that right,
yes.
CJ? Yes. So you go to sextpanther.com/CJ-Miles you go to textcjmiles.com.
Yeah, textcjmiles.com. Yeah.
That will take you to her SextPanther. You will get her phone number for free, and then you will be able to send her texts, and she will be able to sext you back or send you pictures or videos or even talk on the phone with you. And as you can see, she's fun, delightful, and funny, so she's worth every penny per minute of whatever she charges you per minute to talk to you on the phone. And not only can you talk to CJ, but pretty much every girl that's ever been on my podcast is also on SextPanther. Great women like Ginger Lynn and Christy Canyon and Courtney Taylor and Cindy Starfall and just about everybody is on SextPanther. So get on SextPanther and start texting with CJ today and talk about anything with her. What do you talk about on SextPanther? What do you do on SextPanther?
Everything.
There you go.
Femdom.
Femdom. Oh, I'm getting on Sex Panther with her then. This is great. You just need me to teach you how to be Mistress CJ. I swear you will be the most dominant mistress in the history of the world. You will own slaves all over the place.
I'll own you too. Just kidding.
Own me too. Absolutely. Take it all. Take it all from me. Okay, so go to sexpanther.com and get with Mistress CJ over here or whatever you're into, get into it with CJ. So you go to sexpanther.com. That's SextPanther.com. And by the way, if you're one of the many female performers who listens to this show, if you're not on Sex Panther yet, what in the heck are you waiting for? Shame on you. Get on there and be a Sex Panther provider today and start making money and building that special bond with your fans. All right, so there you go. All right, let's talk about Blue Chew. So let's just say that you become the luckiest man in the world and you get the opportunity to have sex with CJ Miles. And all this happens on the spur of the moment. Like, basically, you met her at Whole Foods, you guys hit it off, you went to the parking lot, you got in the car with her, and she wants to have sex with you in the back seat. You don't have an hour to take an erectile dysfunction pill and wait for it to hit. You need the fastest working erectile dysfunction pill you can find. That's where Blue Chew comes in. Blue Chew is the world's first chewable erectile dysfunction pill that has the same ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. So because it's chewable, it works up to twice as fast as your regular erectile dysfunction pills. That's what you need if you get the opportunity to have sex with CJ Miles. You can get it at bluechew.com, and unlike the traditional erectile dysfunction pills where you had to go to a doctor, explain your problem and pay for an office visit, etc., and go to the pharmacy and pick it up. Blue Chew is much more simple. You go to their website, bluechew.com. You type into a little box, explain what your problem is. Hey, I'm having difficulty getting erections, or I need some help getting erections. A doctor will review it and then write you a prescription that will then be shipped directly to your home. So it's going to come right to you in a very discreet package. You do not have to go to the pharmacy. You don't have to go to your doctor's office. All done online and very simple. And I can tell you, as a customer of theirs, it works. So go to bluechew.com. I will make this a no-brainer for you. How about a price of free? Use my promo code ADULT, A-D-U-L-T, and you will get your first order for free. That's right, I said free. You just pay $5 for shipping, and that's it. And then you, like many others, will text me or send me an email or whatever, or tweet me. I prefer tweeting and say, thank you, Glenn, for telling me about Blue Chew. It works. And because of it, I was able to have the best sex of my life. So there you go. Bluechew.com. BLUECHEW.com. Promo code ADULT. ADULT. Get your first order for free. All right. One more sponsor to tell you about today, and that is the great Savage Sin Clothing. Savage Sin Clothing can be found at SavageSinClothing.com, where it says, at Savage Sin, we take our MMA and XXX lifestyle seriously. Live fast, fight hard, that's our motto. Our clothing serves as a reminder of the badass that's inside all of us. Savage Sin Clothing is where you can find contemporary clothes that can be worn just about anywhere, whether it's to the gym, to the ball, etc., with cool things on the shirts. I personally have trouble picking out clothing, and that is why I love Savage Sin. Just on their website right now, browsing through the catalog, looking in the men's section today. Some cool stuff here. I see, let's see, a shirt that says Live Fast, Fight Hard. Here's one that says Ride or Die. Live Fast, Die Old. That's what I need. Live Fast, Die Old. All kinds of things here. They've got shirts, they've got bikinis, they've got tank tops, they've got accessories. It's all here for you, and you can use my promo code, KINGSIN, KINGSIN, get a 40% discount plus free shipping on your order. So that's pretty much an offer that you cannot refuse. Go give it a try. Go to SavageSinClothing.com today and get yourself some really awesome clothing. All right, so getting back to CJ, you met Francine D, you got on a plane, you came to Vegas, she had a job waiting for you, and what was your job?
Well, she took me to her office. Her office is Rhino, University of Rhino.
Her natural habitat, exactly.
Yes, well, I didn't know it was a strip club, so as soon as she picked me up, we went to get a business license. I forgot where it is. So we got a business license and we went straight to the back of Rhino where the manager saw me. Usually they get girls go to strip club to audition. So the manager will look at you if you're hired or when can you start. Yeah. But as soon as the manager saw me, I didn't have any makeup on. I was just landed from the airport. He saw me, he said, "You can start now." I was like, "Start what?" Well, usually in the strip club, if you want to be a dancer, you're going to go to the changing room and change for like a bikini outfit. And so Francine gave me a bikini and I was like, "What is this?" She said, "Just wear it." And wow. Then the manager saw me, he's like, "You can start now." I was like, and Francine's like, "I'll see you inside, biatch."
Okay. This must be before you had big boobs, right?
I have a small boobs.
At that point, you had small boobs. So you're wearing no makeup, you had small boobs, which is not to say that you're not naturally beautiful, because I don't even know what you look like without makeup, but I think it's amazing that anyone could go in with no makeup on and get a job on the spot at Spearmint Rhino, which is kind of the top club, or at the time was the top club in Las Vegas for sure, and probably still is.
Yes. And
so I'm bragging on your behalf. You're naturally beautiful is what I'm saying. You're too modest to say it, but I'll say it for you. You have to be stunning for that to happen.
Well, without makeup on, I look more younger. I look like 16.
Oh. So you're saying they just hired you because they wanted somebody in there that looked like she was really young?
Well, there's a lot of that in America. Well, I didn't know that, but...
Yeah.
But yeah, I look 16 because I have my braces on too, so...
Ah, okay. Wow. Okay.
So, yeah.
So your friends and friends seen you're hot. But you had no idea what a stripper even did, right? I mean, how did you know what to do?
I just watched the girls, but as first night, I didn't really know how to dance. It took a while for me to, like, not get shy. But until now, I'm so shy, but I got the hang of it. I danced there for a long time, so.
Sure. You learned all the tricks about being a stripper.
Yeah. Is there a trick? It came natural. Just kidding.
Yeah, well,
it was like my playground.
Sure. So basically, if you worked in a strip club for more than a couple of years, you can look at any guy from about 20 feet away and know exactly how much money that he has in his wallet. Is that right?
Well, I kind of know now.
Yeah, exactly. Now you do. I mean, you worked in the strip club for a few years. You sort of got the reputation, like if there was a stripper ranking system, of saying, who are the greatest strippers in the world? Here's number one, number two, number three. Somehow you got on the list. It's like, you know, maybe amongst the top strippers in the world working over at Spearmint Rhino. You can Google this if you don't believe me, people that are listening. Like, I'm pretty sure if you type in CJ Miles stripper rhino, you're going to find
CJ Miles Official.com.
No, go to CJ Miles Official.com. Plug your stuff real quick, actually, before we forget.
My website is CJ Miles Official.com and OnlyFans.com/CJ Miles, and Sex Panther is sexcjmiles.com.
Yeah. All right. So I can't believe we're already 40 something minutes into this, because you got such a fascinating story here.
I have a long story of my life.
Yeah. And it's a wonderful story. And I hope that the women that are listening to the podcast who come from troubled backgrounds are seeing that there's a way out. There's always a way out if you believe in yourself. You believe in yourself. CJ will help you personally. All right. So you work in a strip club, but you went beyond that. You got into the world of modeling as well.
Mm-hmm. I was really hardworking. Like, I work at night at strip club, and I do photo shoots and do car shows and, like, a lot of photo shoot. I shot with Penthouse, Playboy.
Yeah.
And a lot of car magazine. I did a lot of music videos with Snoop Dogg, The Game. A lot of reality shows that I was in.
You did a reality show called Money Talks that I watched the other day. Right?
Yes.
That was awesome. You played the girlfriend of one of the guys on the show.
Yeah, Chris Borelli.
Yeah. And he went furniture shopping, and then they had you bouncing all over the bed.
Yeah, I didn't know there was a camera, because the camera is, like, in afar.
Okay.
So I was just being me.
Yeah.
The whole show, I was being me, because I didn't know. But I had a mic, but I was just like, I'm just having fun.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys Google that, Money Talks, CJ Miles, and you'll see everything that CJ Miles is all about is in that little episode, where she's only on for a few minutes, but you can see not only is she beautiful, but you can see her personality as well.
Yes.
So this is really cool. So you're doing modeling stuff at the same time you're stripping, and you're making money. And are you sending that money back home? Are you taking care of your family?
Yeah, as soon as I made money, I sent money home so I can pay my dad's debt.
Yeah.
And I bought my dad a car and a house, and my brother and my sister a nice house in the city.
You're so nice. You still take care of your family today, right?
Up to now, yes. So monthly.
There you go, everybody. When you join her OnlyFans or buy one of her videos or whatever you do that supports her, you're helping this wonderful young lady take care of her family. It's not just, you know, helping her buy purses or whatever. Do you understand that? She's a special individual. So the Penthouse dealio is interesting to me, because I remember back then, I don't think you had done spread stuff before Penthouse. Is that right?
Yes, I never. Because I had a website, and it was just like a kind of like Playboy style.
Yeah.
You know? And then when Penthouse messaged me, they want spread.
Yeah.
And but I was looking at their website. I was like, oh, there's porn. I'm like, I don't want to do with any like porn. So they said, no, it's just you, basically. And it was nicely done. So when I went to the shoot, it was really nice, and the photographers are photographers from Playboy, so I kind of trust them.
Well, it's a great shoot, no doubt. You guys can again Google this, but you know, the makeup is perfect, the body's perfect, everything was absolutely amazing about this Penthouse thing. And I remember back then seeing it and just being blown away, like, oh my god, CJ Miles finally did spread, this is wonderful. And I think it was exciting for guys all over the world. Did they have to, like, pay you extra or talk you into it? Did you say no at first? Was it a tough decision for you?
In the beginning, I was, like, when I was doing my website, I was, like, shy. Like, I never look at my pussy.
Yeah.
But they said I have a pretty pussy, so I just, like, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
I thought, like, all pussy looks the same, but my friends are like, no, not all pussy looks the same. Yours is cute, so yours is beautiful. So I was like, okay, I did spread, and It was nicely done, so I like it.
Again,
and I was like in penthouse pet for like a long time.
Yeah, you were penthouse pet of the month, were you, or?
Yeah, they paid extra for that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Again, guys, if you were designing a girl in a laboratory, this is what she would look like. The perfect everything. So you're going to want to see this. Pussy. The perfect pussy. I'm surprised you don't have a artificial vagina like some of the girls do.
I want to. I just don't know where to get it. I went to Japan and I saw a lot of pocket pussy and I said I want to have one like this. Like mold.
Huh. My friend Alexis Amore, who was on the podcast recently, had her second one of those done recently. So maybe I'll ask her if I can get you a contact to hook you up with. You should have your own vagina, your own realistic vagina, whatever they call those. Pocket pussy. Something like
pocket
this.
Pussy.
The CJ Miles pussy. People would buy that. All right. So that's exciting for you. And for the next few years, you're just doing solo stuff, your website, whatever. It gets a little bit more risque. You're doing the dancing, you're doing the modeling. Was the next big change when you finally met Bill Fox? Just so people on the podcast know, I've talked about Bill in the past. Bill passed away earlier this year. He was one of the most revolutionary forces in our industry and is somewhat some people say he's responsible for the development of OnlyFans. He was a big part of OnlyFans, let's say. And I know that he had told me many times that he thought of CJ Miles as the ultimate prize in the industry. In other words, he was constantly looking for new talent to sign up for, at the time, Sex Panther and OnlyFans. And he kept on telling me that, man, I got an inside track, man. I know this girl that knows a girl that knows CJ, and she's going to put me in touch with somebody. So you finally met Bill at some point in there, right? And so how did that come about anyway?
I went to one day, I went to L.A., and then I saw this photographer in Starbucks. I forgot his name.
Okay.
And then he said, like, CJ, you need to keep in touch with Bill. You know OnlyFans? I was like, no. So you need to talk to him. You need to call him. I'm like, okay. So I look at OnlyFans and like, okay, because I was doing a different app before and I was done with the contract. And then I was like, okay, I need to do something.
Yeah.
So the next time that I went to LA, I met up with Bill and he helped me and he showed me how OnlyFans works. So I was excited.
And was it Sex Panther first or second? Because I know he got you into Sex Panther also.
Yeah, he got me Sex Panther and OnlyFans.
So Bill, one of my closest friends ever and just one of the greatest people ever to have lived. So many people love him. His one day with you meant so much to him. I don't know if you realized this, but I remember at the time him calling me, and he was so happy that he had spent a day with you and was just amazed at your personality. And he said, oh, my God, she's so different than she comes across on video. She's smart. She's funny. She takes care of her family. I don't have a question on that. I just want to let you know how much it meant to him.
I don't know. Like I felt it too. Like when I was with him, he's really nice.
Yeah,
he was so nice.
Yeah, a nice fella, and I'm glad that it's worked out so well for you because now we can talk about your OnlyFans because this is where Bill led you to. You have an OnlyFans page, and it's OnlyFans.com/CJMiles, I think, right? Or
yes.
Okay. How much does it cost to join your OnlyFans?
It's $12.95.
I'm pulling it up right now. $12.95 for the former penthouse pet, CJ Miles. So, guys, why have you not joined this yet is my question. How is it possible that you have not joined her OnlyFans, which is only $12.95, and she runs specials from time to time, too? Oh, it's on sale right now. It's $6.48.
Yeah, it's for veterans. Sales.
There you go.
I do sell sometimes, yes.
She's running a sale right now. This offer goes on until November 20th. All right, this podcast is going up on the 5th or 16th, I think. So there's still 4 days left if you're listening to the podcast right when it comes out here. So get in there and join CJ's OnlyFans for only $6.48. What is on this? There's, first off, there's naked pictures of you.
A lot of stuff.
Wait, all right. So I'm looking at, no, this is not PG. According to the page here, video number 49 has muscle worship, ass eating, hardcore fingering, pussy eating, and BJ. I hope the ass eating is him eating you. Is that right?
It's I got my ass eaten.
Okay, good. All right. I don't want to know if you're eating other guys' asses, but whatever. I mean, everybody, not fetish shaming. Everybody's got their thing. Muscle worship is you on him. Ass eating is him on you. All right. So what I'm saying, though, is that, guys, this is not the softcore, no spready stuff that she was doing 10 years ago. This is full hardcore.
I evolve now.
She's evolved.
Bill is going to be proud of me.
Yes, believe me. Bill is looking down at you and masturbating in heaven every night to this stuff. Trust me.
Yes, he's giving me blessings from heaven.
He somehow got you to send him dirty pictures of yourself, didn't he? He was very good at that with the girls.
He always take care of me. Like, because I was always like, I need to go to work. Like, because I was like still dancing at the Rhino that time. And I said, CJ, why are you not making content? I said, I have to go to work. I have to dance. And he's like, no, you have to focus on OnlyFans because there's more fans, like, all over the world waiting for you. And I was like, no, I need to send money home. And he's like, because I need to make money because I make $1,000, like, a night at the Rhino, and I have to send home money. And he's like, I'll give you the $1,000, just make content. So he's always taking care of me because he knows that I take care of my family, and he's so nice.
Yeah,
he doesn't want me to stress and worry. So I think he's like that to a lot of his like friends that's close to him. So I know like he takes care of a lot of girls at OnlyFans.
He does, and he took care of a lot of his friends, and up in heaven, I'm sure he is taking care of people left and right, because that's the kind of guy he is, and looking down from heaven and looking after all of us, of his friends, as well. I'm amazed looking at your website. So there's a lot of hardcore sex on here. It looks like you're actually doing boy-girl sex scenes on here.
Mm-hmm. Well, I collab with different OnlyFans girls and guys.
Yes. Okay. So CJ is actually having sex on her OnlyFans now. Wow. CJ's having sex on her OnlyFans. Go check this out for $6.50. And it's better for you. I think this is something that you can help explain to the models out there. And believe me, as a 20-year producer, I don't necessarily want girls to be able to make more money doing their own stuff than for working for people like me. But this is the reality, is that if you work hard and you build your brand and you build your platform, you can make more money off doing sex scenes for your own platform than for producers like me.
Well, because some fans that before, like, they never expected that, but a lot of guys do want, if they cannot fuck me, they want to see me getting fucked. So
there you go.
Right. So, yeah.
So go to her OnlyFans site today and join. And my understanding is that you also do live shows on OnlyFans where you get to interact with your fans.
Yes. And it's fun because they always tip me and I get to dress up for them, whatever they want to see.
Yeah. So there's a chat room on there. And, it's I've seen some of these girls who have live shows on OnlyFans where it's just them drinking coffee and chatting with people. But your live shows, you're naked and you're like doing wild, fun things, right? Like sex things. Okay.
Well, I'm always naked. 24/7.
Yeah.
So
you guys want to see this, you go to her OnlyFans and check this out. Don't miss out on this. Okay, so we talked about your Sex Panther. We talked about your OnlyFans. What is what's in your future now that you've done this stuff? Are you going to collaborate more with other girls? Are you going to – do you have exciting plans for your OnlyFans in terms of costumes and dress-up? Like, what's on the calendar for CJ for the rest of the year?
I think I'm going to – do live sex show on my next show. So, and I'll be traveling. I'm going to Mexico, Dubai, and Thailand. So I'm going to be traveling. Last time I was in the Philippines, I was doing live show for my OnlyFans so they can see how beautiful is my country. So I always take them everywhere I go.
Yeah, people need to follow you on Instagram probably. Let's see, what's your Instagram?
Miss CJ Miles, at Miss CJ Miles, M-I-S-S CJ Miles.
So go to Miss CJ Miles, and then you'll be able to follow her on her travels through Thailand and Dubai and see her riding a camel. All this great stuff. Has this happened before? Have you ridden a camel before?
Yes, a lot of times.
No. Oh. So I can only imagine a 4'7" girl on a camel. That's probably on your Instagram somewhere already.
Well, I'm always riding dick, so it's the same.
Okay. So speaking of riding dick, and I'm sort of wrapping this up now here. What have you been made offers by some of the companies like Brazzers and Bang Bros or whatever, who are big porn companies? And are you going to do it? What are you thinking on these things? A long time ago.
Yeah, a long time. Ever since I've been in this industry, I get a lot of offers. So we'll see if money talks. Money talks.
So if you're one of the many porn producers that listens to the show, you could get CJ. You just need to put the big bucks on the table.
I know.
Yeah, I mean,
the offerings.
So money talks. Get CJ. All right. CJ, you've been so wonderful. I'm so happy that we could tell your story to everybody. If you're one of the females that are listening to us, you feel like your life has been through some difficulty, just remember there's always somebody out there in the same situation as you or a similar situation who's managed to overcome. You know, I hope other girls can be inspired by you. So tell everybody one more time where they can find CJ Miles. Let's run through it all again. What's your Twitter, first of all?
Twitter is The Real CJ Miles. Is that right? I have two Twitter.
Oh, okay.
So, hold on. The Real CJ Miles 1 and... The Real CJ Miles and CJ Miles 1 is my Twitter. Sure. What is your Twitter?
I am Glenn King XXX with two N's. So it's GlennKingXXX. And then the show Twitter is... And thank you for asking, because I always forget to tell people. It's MAM Podcast 1, where you can check out who's our guests on the show. And I sometimes put up audio from the show, little excerpts and stuff like that. So go check that out.
Do you have OnlyFans?
I have an OnlyFans. I just finally – it's funny because Bill, for years, he was like, "Nah, Glenn, what the fuck, man? Why don't you have an OnlyFans? You're my friend." So now he's passed away, whatever. Finally, I set up one about 3 days ago. I have four followers so far.
Bill will be proud of you.
Bill is so happy, I'm sure, up there. Finally.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I've got OnlyFans, and I'm just getting it going, and I'm putting up content every day, and it's at OnlyFans.com/meanbitches. So if you're a fan of my work out there, you guys, or if you're into female domination, if you're into women using men as sex slaves, women using men for sexual pleasure, stuff like, you know, secretary makes her boss get under the desk and eat her out.
That's my fantasy. Every time I watch Pornhub, that's my fantasy.
Well, you must be watching my stuff then.
I know. I need to learn from you. I need to. You have to give me your copies. I need to learn how to be a dominant.
I am going to take you under my wing, CJ, and create a monster out of you. And teach you how to be dominant, and you'll see. Like, men will be falling at your feet. They already are anyway, but now you'll know what to do with them. Like, literally, guys are just going to send you money.
Yes, please send me OnlyFans.com.
Yes. I'm going to teach you everything you need to know. We're going to get you out here to Vegas, and we'll do a content trades of some sort, so you'll have content. I have a studio here, and we'll get you going. And you'll have a scene then to put up on your OnlyFans of you sitting on a guy's face, mine specifically. But there you go. So there you go. Let's. I don't think we got through all your media though. So it's textcjmiles.com.
OnlyFans.com/CJMiles and my website CJMilesOfficial.com.
There you go, everybody. CJ Miles. Thank you very much for listening to the program, everybody. Thank you, CJ, for coming on the show.
Thank you, Glenn.
A fan of CJ Miles who tuned in just for CJ, we would appreciate it if you would click on that subscribe button. Whether you're listening to us on iTunes or Spotify or Google Play or anywhere else that people get podcasts, iHeartRadio, everywhere else, give us a 5-star review. Click on the subscribe button because that helps us. The more subscribers we have, the more sponsors we could get, and the better guests we can get. Although, to be honest, there can be no better guest than CJ Miles. We've already peaked this program. There you go. All right, everybody. CJ Miles. Yay!